the 2nd of March 2021, my name is Tom and this is Yin Yoga Basics episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, Yin Yoga Basics. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. I had doubts about it years ago, but I wasn't sure if beginner yoga should take its journey into yin yoga or not, and I had my doubts a year ago. Yin yoga gives you a feeling of relaxation and well-being, which is wonderful, but also a happy medium between movement and meditation. I have found yin yoga to be one of the most effective yoga practices for me in terms of meditation and relaxation. It gives me the opportunity to relax in a space that can be difficult otherwise, and it gives me space for my emotions to surface and for my head to clear up without having to breathe deeply or meditate deeply. What also makes yin yoga unique is that it is about maintaining the posture, and that is precisely the ability to pay attention. Yin yoga exercises and postures hold you to what you create, but it is this posture that you create, not your body. In a fast-moving practice like yin yoga, you can hold a yin yoga pose for as long as you want, but you have to hold that pose for as long as you want. The important difference is that in yin yoga, the muscles need to be relaxed rather than engaged, and this is so that you can work on the deeper layers of your body and get closer to the core, an area that is often overlooked in a yang yoga practice. While not all yoga poses are performed in the same way when practicing the yin style, NB yin yoga requires that the muscles through the connective tissue relax to achieve the stretching. It is not necessary to hold a pose for several minutes, but rather for a few minutes at a time. If you are inspired, find a local yin class or visit us at our Bali Yoga Retreat, where we will be happy to share yin yoga with you. If you want to add it to your teaching toolkit, join our 15-hour yin yoga training and have the opportunity to complete a one-time training with one of the best teachers in the world. So bring balance to your yoga practice, body and mind, and find your yin yoga course, or find an online studio and join the online studios. This course will introduce you to basic yoga postures, teach you how to breathe and help you feel more comfortable in your yoga practice. Unlike other forms of yoga, yin yoga poses do not allow for muscle power, but allow the body and mind to relax during long holds. Basic stretching is part of warming up before spending a long time in yin yoga poses. For advanced practitioners, there is a certain level of discomfort, but if you spend a long time in a yin yoga pose, the course will help you to help yourself and you will help yourself. If you are an experienced yogi looking for a new type of yoga, the following yin yoga sequences will provide you with the right place to start. If you delve deeper into your yoga practice and perhaps want to balance the flow of your practice with a restorative sequence, you will find that the yoga in the above sequence will take you there. A meditation practice can be developed by long holds, and a yin yoga practice has the potential to calm the nervous system. Always remember that balance is the key to a more peaceful life and that consistency is the key. Introducing yoga into your regular yoga routine can have a positive impact on the way you live. Learn more about why the practice of yin yoga has such a positive effect on your health and well-being, and what benefits you can derive from it. We will explore the myriad benefits of yin yoga and we are sure you will be surprised by the variety of different aspects of the practice and its many benefits. In this introduction to yin yoga, we want to lay the groundwork for this. Here it is, and here are some of our tips and tricks for a healthy lifestyle. Yin yoga poses extend their benefits for body and mind, as they are a meditative approach. Yin yoga is a form of yoga in which one holds a pose for a certain time, often for several minutes or even hours. On the physical level, yin yoga targets the body, which has been largely neglected in yang yoga. In particular, yin yoga encourages qi to penetrate deeper into the structure, and the movement of yoga poses actually helps to circulate qi through the meridian systems of your body. There are generally only 25 poses used in yin yoga, and only a handful of these poses are performed in each class. In fact, I've been embedding myself in yang yoga in recent years, with only one or two yoga lessons a week. Thank you all for joining us again on Yin Yoga Basics, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.